The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, North State.
You don't look like Linda.
Yeah.
I don't look like Linda? Do I look like Carl?
Nope.
What happened here?
Where'd they go?
Time warp. I'm not really sure what happened. I just got a phone call from Mr. Carl Bott saying, hey, can you jump in and take over the helm for an hour? And I said, sure. And then he goes, oh, and by the way.
Oh, and then you called us.
Yeah. You also are our guest from Enjoy on Monday morning with the new issue of the magazine. And I said, yeah. And he said, so you can just stay another hour. And so I said, you want me there for 2 hours on a radio?
You might want to tell people who you are.
Yeah. Nah. Everybody knows me.
I'm famous.
I'm radio famous. Yeah, right?
Third most.
Real quick, I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce and Explore Shasta County.
There you go.
And so I am here for 2 hours this morning to just bore you to death, but hopefully you'll sit back, relax, and participate. We are kind of going to just wing it through the day. So we are interested in people's, thoughts. So, I mean, the lines are open. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl, who are on assignment somewhere in the world getting some business done. And we're just going to be here and talk about... Yeah, we're going to be here and just talk about anything and everything that we want to. So you know the number to the studio if you're a listener, 605-4567. Feel free to call in and ask a question, make a comment, give us an idea of something that you might want to listen to or talk about. I'm hoping at some point, and not necessarily going to, but I just brought it in case, got my laptop here, but you need an invite to get into the chat room. So at some point that may happen, and if so, I will do my best to see what people are chatting about and chime in. If not, you can give us a phone call and let us know. So I am sitting here in the studio with a couple friends that I reached out to immediately when I was given the call of duty for the next hour so that I had some support here because both of them are very creative.
You tend to go on tangents.
Creative minds, yeah, that too, creative minds, but can talk about stuff that, you know, I don't necessarily know. A lot of times I'm educated each day while I'm sitting around these people, from politics to businesses that are opening and businesses that are closing. I mean, just, you know.
Antarctica.
Yeah, the whole entire thing. So who am I with? Take a wild guess. These are people that I've been on the air for a long time, off and on for years, but I have Mr. Nigel Skeet.
Yep. Mm. Nigel, Shasta County Chamber,
mm-hmm.
California Adventure District.
Explore Shasta County.
Yep, all that.
Homeless rock stars.
Yep. This feels like good old times.
Good old times.
Radio show.
A radio show.
And then
Buzz Barker.
Yeah. Buzz
across the table here, the slab I like to look at. It's like very I don't know. You could look at this as very Rocky Horror Picture Show, the slab, or if you were a chocolatier, that would be nice. The cooling slab. We have Jason from Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm trying to still wake up. That's mm-hmm. what my thing is.
Yeah. Are you an early riser?
No, not really. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, you said. Yeah, what you said.
Yeah.
And then, we were both comparing notes this morning, saying neither one of us could sleep very well. You woke up at 3, and I went to bed at 3.
You know how your mind races when it just starts racing. Goes.
So, just real quick,
it's going to be 200 degrees.
I was going to say, the National Weather Service is not looking pretty as I've been given this letter, this report here, and it says today sunny and hot with a high of 104. North winds 7 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. That's interesting. I look out the studio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze anyway. And then tonight, clear with lows around 77 north, winds again around 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 26 miles per hour. So that must be that high and low thing happening, giving us that wind as the heat's going to come in and nearly kill us. And then, Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 108. And then Wednesday, high of 111. Independence Day, 112.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, be careful. I mean,
yeah.
You'll be out doing the fireworks things and not know, and all of a sudden you'll just fade off into nothingness and just poof, you're gone.
Poof.
Well, there won't be much of a temperature difference between the fireworks and
And then Friday, 114. Saturday, 114. Oh. Sunday, 111.
Oh, man.
And it's interesting. I mean, God bless them for trying to give us accurate weather, but it changes. I know every day I open my phone and there's slightly changes. I saw the other day popped up at 123, and I was like,
"So let's because we're all experts here,
yes,
professional."
The cool thing about our region is that when it gets to 114 over here, you know, you can just pop over to the coast, take you 3 hours, and it's in the 60s, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hop, skip, and a jump. You're
hop,
there.
Hop, skip, and a jump. Go over to Humboldt for the weekend.
I would venture to say at these temperatures, maybe it might be in the 70s over at the coast.
At the most.
At the most. Will it be foggy? Like, will it have that weird summer fog?
Yeah.
What is the famous saying? The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Yeah.
That's a lot cooler.
Because they get that weird fog layer, marine layer, whatever.
You can just hop in the cart, go over to Humboldt,
mm-hmm.
and the hottest it's going to be this week is 77 on Saturday. So when it's 200 degrees here, it's going to be 77 over there.
And 77 is absolutely lovely, but I can't imagine those poor people at 77. That's not something they get very often. I don't know. Maybe. Yes, no. Anyway, bottom line is it's very cool on the coast.
There you go.
Right?
When you go there, James, what's your favorite place to eat at? Let's talk about food a little bit.
You know what?
Jason and food.
Yeah. I haven't. I've been over there many times, but I haven't done a lot of the food culture per se, right? So I'll just eat anywhere, wherever. There's a burger place. I can't remember what it's called that's really good. I've eaten on, is it Samoa Island, the breakfast?
Yeah, the Samoa cookhouse.
Yeah. Love that. I just love the vibe. I love, you know, don't know the real history of it, but it's strange, you know. I mean, not strange in a bad way, but, like, unique. It's like barracks almost.
Oh, yeah. Everybody sits at the long tables. And
yeah, but it's fun. Yeah.
So, Jason, I know what you're getting style. At. I know what you're getting at. Just cut right to the chase.
I'm getting right to it.
Yeah. So the Lighthouse in Trinidad.
Okay. The waffle cone. The waffle cone.
Yeah. So those of you here in Reading.
I'm a big fan of edible things that food comes in. You know, like a bowl with soup that you can just eat the whole bowl.
This is a meal in a cone. Like,
so this is worth the trip. You go over to Trinidad. You go to the Lighthouse Cafe, right? Mm-hmm. And you order the, what's it called again?
Actually, it's the meal cone. A meal in a cone, right?
Yeah.
So it's a waffle cone, a big one.
Is it a fairly big cone?
Oh, yeah, it's literally a cone with mashed potatoes.
Big one.
So when you say waffle cone, there's the kind of soft waffle cone, or is this more of a crisp?
It's more of a firm cone.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything's in it. Like it's mashed potatoes, gravy, meat.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good.
So there are multiple food cones, like different flavors. Like, can you get like Thanksgiving in a cone? Turkey, mashed potatoes.
I haven't been there during Thanksgiving.
That's a good marketing idea. We should tell them that.
That's a really good marketing idea.
Seasons in a cone.
So, Jason, I have a question for you. Because, you know, I'm sure people, seeing as how busy you are and people, you know, your Facebook page now is up to, what, 40,000?
Over 41.
41,000.
41. Wow, that was a nice little jump last time I heard that.
So people are watching Reading Buzz all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously the big thing for you is food and restaurants.
I love food, yeah.
And
yeah.
tell us about some of the new places you've been buzzing by that are opening up.
Ooh, yeah, there's a lot.
Ooh, there's a lot. Yeah, there's like the Wingstop that just opened, right?
Wingstop.
Yeah, Wingstop. They just opened. We did a Reading Buzz, rumor has it, on that one before it popped, and then it did happen. Some of those rumors don't pan out. You know?
Well, that's why they're a rumor.
I know.
Don't do a rumor this week that it's going to be 65 over the
weekend. It's going to be like 76 degrees. Not.
What are some of the other new places that are opening up?
I actually heard from a couple sources that Raising Cane's is coming in too. Raising Cane's is a well-known establishment chain, right? That's coming in. So
my little two cents. My son moved to Texas, got there, brought my other son, whatever. The whole big thing was, we've got to go to Raising Cane's. Oh, okay, great. Then they finally say, let's go. We get in the car, we drive, and I pull up, and I'm like, this is a fast food chain. Like, what are you talking about? Why, you know, like, I'm expecting, Dad, you're going to like it. We go inside. Very nice, you know, and very, you know, modern kind of thing. I look at the menu. One, chicken strips with two, four chicken strips, three, five chicken strips with Texas toast, whatever. And I'm like, this menu is like, reminds me of In-N-Out. It's very, very simple, right? And I'm thinking, okay, but I was like, come on. Like, I didn't come all the way to Texas to have some chicken strips, right? And they're like, just get it. So I get the whole shebang, whatever. We go sit down. I get the sauce, whatever. Let me tell you what. They do chicken strips like nobody else on earth. I mean, they're not greasy. They're
extra breaded.
The breading is just perfect and just succulent, juicy, and the dips are to die for. And the Texas toast. I was like, okay, I'm a huge fan.
I know for a fact you liked, really enjoyed Anthony's Mediterranean Bar and Grill.
I did. And you know what?
That's one of the good ones.
Downtown Reading.
Let's save that one because we have to take a break now. When we come back, we'll talk about Anthony. Okay. So if you don't mind, let's sit back and relax. Grab your cup of coffee, croissant, something like that. Get your mind waking up and we'll just be right back here to talk about anything and everything.
Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, it just turns out that way.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauk's Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like sod cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered.
delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The lyrics, because it says Manic Monday, they wish it was Sunday. I wish it was Friday evening.
Manic Monday. Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio. Normally it's Linda and Carl, but it's not today. They're on assignment. And I am James Mizuato with Enjoy Magazine, but also the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce and Explore Shasta County. And I am with...
Nigel, Shasta County Chamber.
Yep.
And Jason Stovall, Reading Buzz.
Reading Buzz.
Mm. And Shasta County Chamber.
And Shasta County Chamber.
Let's get it together, guys. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
just starting to engage because the coffee's kicking in.
Right. Again, today's weather, sunny and hot with a high of 104, north wind 7 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 21 miles per hour. And tonight will be a low of 77, so it's nice that it cools down a little bit. Yep. And then Tuesday, that's when we start to hit the gas, sunny and hot with a high of 108, north winds 10 to 13 miles per hour, gusts up to 23 miles per hour. And then only getting down to 79 that night. And then it just goes up from there. 111, 112, 114. Ah, we're going to all burn up.
It's funny. You can get a midnight tan. Okay. So, hey, so we were...
Yeah. When we
before the
broke.
Break,
yeah.
Because one thing I love about Reading is that we're all into food, right?
This whole town
loves food, loves restaurants. Whenever I notice whenever you do shout-outs for restaurants, you know, people are engaged. So
they love food.
So just in case you're coming towards downtown... Yeah. And you want, you work downtown and you need a new place to eat and you've never tried it.
Yeah.
Anthony's.
That
was great.
Oh, man.
Located on California Street in the old, the former
Rose building.
And then before that, I think it was Shameless, right?
Right.
So those are all things that people know.
They know that location, yeah.
It's part of it. And you've got this amazing human being, Amin, that's there.
Amin,
the owner.
So cool.
Yep. And, Anthony's is, I think, been around in like a food truck and other places, but it's glorious Mediterranean.
Now, the first time I tried the Mediterranean food was over when he had the business over on Eureka,
mm-hmm.
Anthony's itself, and it was calling gyros gyro. I didn't know how to, people were
most Americans do call it a gyro.
People were coming back saying it's not.
I mean, it's not far off. It's meat that's spinning on a stick, so it is
meat
spinning
on a stick.
Yeah, it's like a gyro.
But anyway, we went as a clan to Anthony's, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing what to expect, and that food is amazing.
Yeah, well, James was explaining the whole process. I didn't know any of the dishes.
It's funny. You go your whole life thinking you're one thing, and then you do a DNA test, and you find out you're a lot more, right? Like, I'm Italian. I know that I'm French and a little English from my mom's side, but I'm supposed to be Italian. Yeah, I'm Italian, but I'm also 35% Greek, 17% Middle Eastern, right? And I'm like...
And 2% Bigfoot. Speaking of which...
That's true.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Let's 15. Talk about Bigfoot.
Yeah. So, you know, that's like a nod to supposedly my culture, right? Now I have to get down with the Mediterranean food.
That's, So let's segue into before the callers call in at 7:30.
Yeah, we have so callers. Yeah.
So we have started the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes. Yeah.
And we did it for a few specific reasons in mind. You know, Shasta County as a whole, it's never really been properly represented in my opinion. So we just
needs
kinda,
to be galvanized.
Yeah, and, galvanized. And working together. So we started the Shasta County Chamber.
For in the love of all chambers that are
right.
within the county and trying to help Elevate. All of us pull together to work better as a team.
So mm-hmm. things have been going really well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very well.
We kind of flew under the radar a little bit to test the waters
right.
and see how it would go. And we set the tone by exchanging memberships. So we instead of viewing everybody as competition, we joined the Palo Cedro Chamber. They joined us. We joined
Trinity
Anderson. All right, we exchanged memberships.
Shasta Lake
Bernie
City.
McLeod, mm-hmm. Weaverville,
Palo Cedro,
right? Shasta Lake City.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've kind of been opening up the communication channels with mm-hmm. with our chambers mm-hmm. in Shasta County. And I think I did.
There's knowledge and power in numbers.
That's right. Well, especially knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, we take for granted that we live in Reading. I know I've taken for granted that I live in Reading, right? And it's 12 minutes from one side to the other.
Literally.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And as much as people complain about the traffic, it's in my opinion, it's non-existent. But we take for granted Reading. It's great, easy to navigate. But, you know, when we went out to Fall River, Bernie MacArthur,
it's
like a solid hour out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's still
We all drove in your truck, and I was like,
that's still.
Dad, are we almost there yet?
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So as we get out to explore Shasta County, I should kind of realize how amazing this place is.
It's huge.
It's big. I mean, I didn't know Shasta County was that big. When you think of MacArthur and Fall River and Bernie, yeah, I mean.
You think Idaho, but it's still Shasta County.
If you think Idaho, way out there, man, we're going.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think I speak for all of us that we've had a really good time getting to know people and places all around us and
yeah.
actually having a reason to communicate and work together.
I feel like Mr. Rogers, and I was saying, who are the people in my neighborhood, right?
I know, right?
Our neighborhood's only, what was it, 3,700 square miles? What did you say?
Yeah, Shasta County is about 3,800 square miles.
Yeah, there you go.
Big hood.
Big hood. You can put your sweater on and start.
Yeah, right.
Be my neighbor.
Yeah.
So,
but also what we've found is a real desire for support. Really, a lot of these outerlying communities
Bingo.
Feel very
left out.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. disenfranchised is one of those buzzwords. So, I mean, you know, and I sometimes like buzzwords, sometimes whatever you want to call it. But you know, they do. They see us as a community, a big family of Shasta County. But there is a big disconnect, and I understand why. I mean, obviously, when you have one city within the county that is the kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, metro for the county, it's hard to look outside of that bubble, right?
Yeah.
But there are lots of thriving communities that are begging to have support and be recognized.
Well,
and
so I'll stick to what I started out saying a few years ago, that everything we have here is underdeveloped. Not undeveloped, but
yeah,
underdeveloped.
Exactly.
And so we have some...
Need some light, some water, some nurturing.
Right?
Yeah.
So even Shasta Lake, right? The lake, the actual lake itself, it's amazing how much stuff is there
mm-hmm.
and that it's such a beacon.
Mm.
And
fishing.
Fishing.
Lots
hunting.
Of hunting, fishing, hiking.
So the goal, just for people listening, for Shasta County Chamber, is to highlight the chamber as a whole.
Okay.
And to remind people that, hey, you can have a great staycation right here in Shasta County.
Yeah.
I love the word staycation.
So mm-hmm. speaking of working together, I think at 7:30 we're going to have a few, few friends call in.
Sandy is on the phone, so we'll just take this to the break at 7:30. We have a couple minutes, and then we'll come back to Sandy.
Yeah, at the Bernie Chamber.
Yeah, at the Bernie Chamber. And so this is one of our chamber friends that's you know, in support and that we've built a relationship with, that's going to be calling in and just talking about what are she going
Basin
to
Days.
Basin Days. Yeah, see, there's all kinds of stuff around here.
So much around us.
Yeah, so it's amazing. It. So, yeah, so she's on the phone. We're going to take our second break, and then we'll be back, and we'll introduce you to Sandy from Burning Chamber. So sit back and we'll be right back.
Right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Getting into the groove here.
I love, this is my favorite part, my favorite part of the day is all the intro music that it just takes me back. Isn't that Laura Branigan? Isn't that her? Who it is?
No idea.
I love music. I just think it finds fascinating.
Welcome back.
Welcome back again, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Talk Radio. James with Enjoy, Shasta County Chamber, Explore Shasta County, and I'm here with Jason and Nigel, who are also with the Chamber and Explore Shasta County. And when we left, we had one of our callers call in that is going to talk with us about...
Sandy, you there?
Yep. Sandy,
I am.
From
good morning, Sandy.
Burney Chamber. Welcome and thank you for calling in.
Not a problem. I enjoy it.
Oh, good.
Right? So one of the reasons we started the Shasta County Chamber, as we were mentioning, is to kind of galvanize our whole county. And for the last 10, 15 years, whenever I drive through Burney, I'm like, there's something here, something I'm missing. So I'm glad we connected, and we're trying to promote the Intermountain area. So
absolutely.
So why don't you give us an idea of what's happening this weekend, Basin Days, right?
Okay, Burney Basin Days. We start on Friday this year. Our fireworks are always moved to the following Saturday. We start with Friday Night Social at Pitt River. They've got live entertainment, Trenton Smith, all kinds of food and drink specials and lots of good things going on there. Saturday morning, Friday night, Kid Fit is at the high school, and that's for the younger generation, the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have an ice cream social there.
Ooh,
we have the honorary
cream.
Mayor.
Jason's going to be there. Jason, you say ice cream, and Jason's on the bus.
Food, ice cream.
Food and ice cream seems to be everybody's favorite,
yeah.
Especially when it's so hot.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's see. We have the honorary dog mayor, the honorary mayor. Lots of exciting things there. On Saturday, we start with the bed races at 10 o'clock in front of the Comet Station.
Did you say bed? Did you say bed races?
Then the kitty parade is at 10:30.
Yeah. Did you say bed races?
Alpine drive-in afterwards. The participants get a free ice cream. Then the big parade starts at 11.
Uh-huh.
We have the bagpipers. We have the Asphalt Cowboys. Lots of fun things going on.
Okay, so when does this start? That starts Friday. If you wanted to go for the weekend, you book yourself a room Friday night, and then what time does it start Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, the roads close at 10 o'clock. We detour traffic around Burney.
A little
confusing for people who are not familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I've posted a map on our Burney Chamber Facebook page so that people can see what's going on. So the bed races start at 10. City police
bed
at
races. Is that what it sounds like? Bed races?
Literally.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Everybody makes a bed with wheels, and they push it, and it's a race.
That would be fun to live stream.
Okay. Is it Grandma's feather
lots
bed?
Lots of fun. Everybody really enjoys it.
Excellent. I mean...
Well, I know I'll be there. I'll be there.
We need gents next year. We need to build a bed and participate. You two push.
Absolutely. We
and I'll drive.
Like the competition.
Okay. I'll just put a sleeping bag on a skateboard and call it good. All right. Sandy, anything else? Anything else going on?
There is cornhole at the Outpost Steakhouse. It starts at 12 o'clock. It's a big-time show there. She's built a new garden area in the back. Pretty nice. Registration starts at 10. Tournament starts at 12.
So
on that one.
Let me ask real
quick.
And
then the pancake breakfast is going on Saturday morning. The Lions Club does a pancake breakfast Saturday and Sunday morning, mm-hmm. 7 to 11. The craft show is at Grocery Outlet this year from 9 to 4 on Saturday. VFW is having an ice cream social from 12 to 4. Lots of ice cream this weekend.
Yeah.
The fireworks start at 5 p.m. at the high school football field. That's put on by the Rotary of Burney and Fall River. It's donation. You make a donation when you go in the door. They try to raise enough money to put it on every year. It's getting tougher and tougher as our economy is not good right now.
Yeah. Hence the reason why we have you on, so that people from this area can, mm-hmm. you know, maybe help by going up and spending a little money, because it sounds like
absolutely.
A lot of fun. I mean, my gosh, you just listed off like 50 things to do. It's kind of amazing that you guys can put all
it's
that together.
It's a full weekend.
Full weekend. Yeah.
Well, Sandy, we appreciate you calling in. We want to help promote your area up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Can you give me just real quick a little bit of history? Like how did this start? How long has this been going on? Or, how, you know, is there a little backstory?
Burney Basin Days has been going on since 1955.
Ah.
So it's a startup.
I think the only years that have missed were during COVID.
Yeah. COVID seemed to kill everything.
So it's been a long time. Bing Crosby, all of the old famous people that used to show up and live here.
Wow. Bing used to be there, huh?
Bing Crosby.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, you should find out so much more about, you know, people that have lived in this area that you just didn't, you wouldn't know. A lot of celebrities have been up in this part of the world. So
there you go.
Absolutely. Clint Eastwood has a ranch here.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, from one chamber to the other, thank you so much for your membership. Thank you for being a part and support.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. We'll have some people up there.
We're looking forward to seeing you all.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And then is
thank you.
Is Shannon on? Nope, Shannon's going to call in a minute. So
yeah.
In a minute, we have...
I told her to call back, I think, at 7:45, because I figured we could go to our next break and then bring her back up the next call. So.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, no worries. I know, because you were saying, Harry, let's go. We have another call. And I was like, yeah, but we got 5 minutes. So that sounds pretty amazing. Jason, what is it that you think you need to do while you're there?
I'll take a lot of video and do a shout-out, do a live stream up there.
Oh, I was expecting you to say you're going to be there
I'm
for
not.
The pancakes, then
the
ice cream.
The pancakes, I was going to get to that. James, you wrecked the moment. And then going into the food. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe the food then.
Yeah.
So the Jefferson Pipe Band is going to be there.
Yeah, Jefferson Pipe Band.
And awesome. I'm assuming that means bagpipes.
Bagpipes.
And
I'm not quite sure how many of the pipers are going to be there, but
well, just think pretty soon one of your babies might be in something like
they
that.
They will. They will both be in that band.
Yeah.
So oh, that's right.
He's got twin girls, and one of them's learning the bagpipes.
And the other
McKenna, and then yeah,
Madison's playing the drums. So she'll do the snare, and they'll be part of that.
Can Jefferson you imagine? Pipe. I can't wait for you.
So I know we have a few minutes, but I got to tell you. So the Jefferson Pipe Band, Molly and Bob, you know they've been here forever. They are amazing people, right?
Yeah.
And they sew into the community. I didn't even know there was such a big,
Oh, Bob. Okay, so yeah, Bob. You said that.
Because
McKenna was saying, you remind me of my bagpipe teacher, Bob. And I was like,
what about
who
Bob?
Is this Bob?
What about Bob?
You know, when we found out that that the girls like bagpipes and we started researching, I was like, there's no way there's going to be any place for them to play bagpipes here in this community. And we found the Jefferson Pipe Band and didn't realize how big of a, you know, Celtic community there is here.
Mm.
And it's amazing to see. Was that the...
Do you have any lineage in that? Your family blood anywhere since you're originally from England?
I don't know. I'm sure we do somewhere.
Some bagpipey people? Is it in your DNA?
But I got to give a shout out. If you're a parent here and you have kids, teenagers who have any kind of musical inclination at all, the Jefferson Pipe Band... Bob and Molly, they teach, they have lessons, and they have a bunch of people who teach music. It's a great thing to get your kids involved in, you know.
Just save up, because a bag set of pipes costs about $40,000.
No,
I'm just kidding.
What's that?
You start with a, so that I was afraid of that, too. So when you want to start learning the bagpipes, I was like, great, there's $1,500, $2,000 in bagpipes. But you start out with a practice chanter. With a little practice chanter, and when you, that's what I like about Bob. He's really honest. He teaches you on the practice chanter until you're ready to get bagpipes. Mm.
So if you decide that you can't do it or are bored, then you haven't put a huge investment in.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's good. So they'll be at Bernie Days. That should be good. And one thing I did underestimate about bagpipes is how freaking loud they are.
Oh my! They're deafening.
So,
it's a beautiful sound. It's a very dissonant sound, but yet somehow it there's something magical about it. I mean,
that's why they called it a war instrument.
Yeah,
right, back in the day. So
yeah,
I remember
back in the day.
That makes sense.
That actually is a good term, because there is something about it that just feels like it just cuts right through everything. Right,
it's just, it cuts through.
Right, like
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get it. Oh, it just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the air conditioning. Sorry. No.
Can you see yourself wearing a kilt? That's what I wanted.
Me? Yes. Yes, I could. Yes. It would it very much encourage me to want to spin though all the time.
Yeah.
So that'll
lead to you being a one man band.
Yeah. I actually have a kilt that my friend bought me because he wears kilts and he's like, here, I want to gift you this kilt, and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful, it's black. I can't get it on. It's too, I mean, like, I'd have to lose 30 pounds. And I'm like, does this kilt make my butt look big? I can't even close it around my waist.
So do we need to take another break?
We do need to take another break.
So when we come back, Shannon from Willow Creek will be here. And we're talking about one of my favorite events, which is Bigfoot Days.
Bigfoot Days.
If you haven't been to Bigfoot Days, you got to go these ones.
Yeah. Have you been yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. We've all been.
Last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
They have a Bigfoot calling contest, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's frightening.
It's frightening.
You're listening
and a watermelon.
Yeah. You're listening to KCNR Talk Radio, and we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with our next guest from Willow Creek Chamber to talk about Bigfoot Days.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Jason, the coffee is kicking in, right?
It's kicking in. We have a hero liftoff.
Good morning. Morning. Welcome back.
Was that Ken Carnes?
I don't know.
I'm all like, Where's my bucket of water and a change?
Yeah.
National weather. We're back. It's going to be hot. 104 today, 108 tomorrow, 111, 112, 114. It's just going to climb, climb, climb. So make sure you stay hydrated and in the shade, near water, whatever it takes. Don't get yourself in trouble. It's not a good thing.
Okay, so as you can tell, this is not Carl and Linda. That was James Mazzotta.
Yeah.
Enjoy Shasta County Chamber. My name is Nigel, Shasta County Chamber, California Adventure District. We have Jason Buzz.
Reading Chamber.
Reading Buzz. And
Shasta County Chamber.
We were talking about how Reading the Shasta County Chamber, we like to work with other chambers. And on the line, we have one of my favorite people, Shannon. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're excellent.
Doing great. Doing great. Bracing for the heat like you guys.
Yep. So Shannon is, I wouldn't say with. Yeah, can we say with the Willow Creek Chamber of Commerce, or are you the Willow Creek Chamber?
Technically, at this moment, I am the board president, so you are correct.
So, okay. So, for those who drive through from here to the coast, and you drive through little Willow Creek there, another one of those areas where
there's something
going on here. So, one of my favorite events was the Bigfoot Days.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's worth the journey out there and to deal with the parking hassle. So Shannon, why don't you give us an update?
What is this? What count is this? Number 50, 60? What?
So this is the 62nd annual. You know,
yes.
We had to take a couple years off a few years back, but we're back at it.
Let me guess, was it for COVID?
It was, but we are back and bigger than ever. This is slated to be our biggest Bigfoot Days ever. We have more live music than ever. We have more fun events than ever. We've got more fun things for the kids than ever, and more food vendors, more vendors in general.
Jason.
So everything is bigger and better this year.
Like
Saturday,
Bigfoot.
July 13th. So give us a rundown on what the day looks like.
So you want to get there early because the parade starts at 10 a.m. and we shut down Highway 299 for 20 minutes from 10 a.m. to 10:20. We've got more parade entries than ever this year, so that should be great. Immediately following the parade, you can head over to the Bigfoot Museum, and they have an annual fundraiser that coincides with Bigfoot Days. It's an ice cream social, but there will be pies and ice cream
for a fee,
and cones for the kids are free.
Wow.
Raging Creek Pub is also going to be having a little bit of live music right after the parade. And if you want to get there extra early, the Forks Lounge does their Bloody Mary specials all day, I believe starting at 8 a.m., so we start early here.
Wow.
After the parade, everybody can make their way over to Veterans Park, and that's where the real festivities begin. We've got live music starting as early as 10:45, and it goes all the way until 5 p.m. We've got, like, five different bands that are actually going to be playing. Of course, we have the classic watermelon eating contest and Bigfoot calling contest, so that should be fun. And we're doing the logging sports demo again, and we're also bringing back the classic car show. So that should be really fun. That's something that's kind of a throwback to past Bigfoot Days.
And so one of my favorite things is all the Bigfoot merch.
Yeah.
All the vendors, right? How many vendors do you have this time?
So we actually have just over 100 vendors.
Wow.
So we actually had to cap our vendor spaces for the first time ever due to the lack of space.
Wow.
So not only is there going to be great vendors with all kinds of Bigfoot stuff, but we will also have commemorative disco days, tanks and tees, and of course our Bigfoot Capital of the World merch line that now includes some youth tees and hoodies and also some long sleeve shirts for adults. We've added to the line.
There you go.
Good job.
Right,
good job.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, so all of a sudden I get it, because if you start the Bloody Marys at 8 a.m., then everybody's going to see Bigfoot by about 12, right?
Oh, you know it.
What I want to know is, during the Bigfoot calling contest, has there ever been a reply that you can know of?
You know, no. We do make a lot of noise at the festival, so I have a feeling that Bigfoot's steering clear of our event. But I will say this. The kids are always the best ones.
Yeah,
if you're
right.
ever going Bigfoot hunting, bring the kiddos, because they do the best job.
For those who don't know, who are listening, Willow Creek is the Bigfoot capital of the world. That's where the most famous Bigfoot film was shot, right?
Mm-hmm. And also the original print was found by Jerry Crew, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Before, actually, the Patterson-Gimlin film. So it even goes back before the Patterson-Gimlin film, but it's just, yeah, out in this area, this really is a hot spot. So that is why we are known as the Bigfoot capital of the world, absolutely.
Right. And so I know it sounds weird, but, you know, I'm into this. But, you know, when you look at all the reported Bigfoot incidents together on one map, you realize there's something going on there. Because even up until about a year ago, there was, you know, some people peed their pants in Humboldt somewhere because
I don't know if you know this, but there was actually a recent cast found in the Orleans area. We posted it on our website for the museum, which is thebigfootmuseum.com. So I posted a picture of the cast that they just made out in the Orleans area. Yeah. And we're going to have the Bluff Creek Project guys. They're going to have a booth at the event. So if anybody wants to talk Bigfoot, go and talk to those folks.
Excellent.
So in your neck of the woods, I know that we've had guests on in the past that have said, you know, in certain communities where there's been sightings and things, that it, you know, it's encouraged not to talk about it, that it seems to be a kind of a weird thing. Is that the same in Willow Creek area?
I mean, I would say there are different cultures. So, for instance, the Yurok tribe, they don't talk about Bigfoot, but they do absolutely, revere Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
But I would say in general, everybody, the people that don't want a lot of people showing up and walking around in the hills are a bit hush-hush about it.
Yeah.
I definitely would agree.
Mm.
But in general, I think if you can get in with the right folks and get access to the right areas,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might get lucky and have a sighting. Or at least find a really good print. I can't believe this new print that got found. It's amazing.
A good smell or whiff or, a howl or something like that.
Yeah, usually it's the sound.
Yeah.
Usually it's the sound. Yeah, absolutely. So you got to go. You got to go when it's nice and quiet. Maybe at night.
Mm,
yeah.
Of course, always.
I've been into this for a couple of years now. What I've noticed is that when you look at Bigfoot from about 30,000 feet, it's definitely a fun thing, and it has some, you know, some humor value. And then when you come down to 15,000 feet and you kind of check into it, you kind of go, oh. You know, there's definitely, you know, a couple of hundred reports and sightings and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get down to ground level and you realize certain people are made to shut up about it, you're like, oh, there's something here.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely been some controversy surrounding that. Definitely.
Well,
yeah.
I've experienced Bigfoot days, and I absolutely loved it. It was a blast.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad. Hope you can come back. But, yes, parking is limited. We do not have an overflow parking lot. We are encouraging licensed shuttle operators to come and, you know, make some money on the day. But, yeah, everybody should be prepared to park and walk. We will be posting a map of the event and the parking on our social media. So if anybody is following Visit Willow Creek on Facebook or Instagram, stay tuned. We'll have a map getting posted this week.
So for you entrepreneurs out there, there was a little hint right there. So if you have a van
down by the river.
If you have a van and you're a licensed operator,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Willow Creek would welcome you with open arms on July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Please come and help people get to the park with ease. We will make sure that the road is open and that traffic will flow, and I'm sure it will be successful for a shuttle operator.
I'm still blown away that this is what I love about Northern California, this, you know, our true, authentic America. They still can close down a highway
Bigfoot
for a parade and Bigfoot.
Well, let me tell you, it was not easy to finagle that, and it cost us a pretty penny, but it is worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's end with this, Shannon. Thank you for calling. How many people are you expecting to show up this year?
You know, last year I want to say that we had a couple thousand. I am hoping for the same turnout. Get ready. It's going to be a pretty big crowd. I think last year was the biggest ever, and I have no doubt that this year will surpass it.
Excellent.
Very
well.
Very
thank
cool.
you, Shannon. And we're
thanks for holding off. We had a big flight plan today, so I kept pushing you off. And
hey,
I appreciate
no worries.
That.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
Have a good one.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, she's great.
Yep.
What a great bunch of. And ball of energy.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that. So funny that it's like we said, she said they only closed for 2 years ever since whatever.
Even Bigfoot got COVID.
That's the only time I ever got COVID was when I went to Bigfoot Days, if you can imagine. But he's saying it wasn't the people. I did some things that he said made me get COVID, but it was the weirdest thing because we were there the whole time. It was glorious. And then on the way home, I told my wife, I said, God, I've got a weird kind of sore throat.
Yeah, come on. You got to tell people. We went to the Asian restaurant and you sat right in front of the air conditioner next to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my bad.
Hey, listen, everybody, thank you for spending the last hour with us. We really appreciate being able to talk to you at North State and from the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. We want you to have a good rest of the week. Stay cool, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Linda and Carl. And next up, we're going to have our guest Enjoy Magazine, which will be me and Rhonda.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An historic ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, a ruling on the question of presidential immunity from prosecution. Correspondent Jeremy House says this case involves former President Trump and allegations that he had sought to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election.
In a historic ruling, the justices said for the first time, former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for at least some of what they do in the Oval Office. The justices have ordered lower courts figure out how to apply the decision to Mr. Trump's case rather than do it themselves. The outcome means additional delay before the Republican ex-president could face trial.
And the High Court's action does all but end prospects that Mr. Trump could be tried before the election in November. The former president has steadfastly denied any wrongdoing. They have been boarding up homes and businesses, and mass evacuations have taken place as powerful Hurricane Beryl approaches the Caribbean's windward islands. National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says it is a powerful Cat 4 storm.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
A storm of a different variety has engulfed the national political scene in the aftermath of President Biden's poor performance in his debate with former President Trump. This is a storm that could end Mr. Biden's bid for a second term. Five people shot early today, including three who were killed near the University of Cincinnati campus. Police say two people are in custody, including one of those who was wounded. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country. Exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Preliminary results show that France's National Rally has surged into the lead in the first round of legislative elections. It brings the far-right party to the brink of power, delivering a major blow to President Macron's centrist party.
A dramatic win for France's National Rally. The party was, for years, considered too extreme for most French voters, with its anti-immigration, Eurosceptic platform, and its links to the Kremlin. The party's leader is Marine Le Pen. She told the country it had nothing to fear from a right-wing, RN-led government. But there is a second round of voting here next weekend, and things could still change.
The BBC's Andrew Harding.
European Union regulators accusing social media company Meta Platforms of breaching the bloc's new digital competition rules by forcing Facebook and Instagram users to choose between seeing ads or paying to avoid them. News and analysis, townhall.com. NASA says a couple of astronauts will be staying in space longer than planned, continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived on Boeing's new space capsule about a month ago.
I want to make it very clear that Butch and Sonny are not stranded in space.
This was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. NASA's Steve Stitch says engineers are troubleshooting some problems.
We'll have a little bit more work to do to get there for the final return, but they're safe on space station. Their spacecraft is working well, and they're enjoying their time on the space station.
NASA has not set a return date.
We're not in any rush to come home.
Boeing has said some leaks that were spotted during the flight are not a concern for the return trip. I'm Ed Donahue.
Evacuation orders in Arizona have been lifted for some residents of northeast Scottsdale. They had been out of their homes for days because of a fast-moving wildfire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome, welcome, North State. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, and I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. We are not Carl and Linda today.
Yeah, Linda and Carl are on assignment. Hopefully the listeners aren't completely sick of me by now, but you know what? We've got one more hour left with you, and let's make it a good one for sure. So normally, Rhonda and I are here on the first Monday of each month to kind of go over the latest issue of Enjoy Magazine. And since Linda and Carl are on assignment and they asked me to come fill the airtime from 7 until 8, which we just did. Thank you for listening. And then go ahead and take it from 8 until 9. So, you know, we're just going to take that Enjoy hour. And
are you tired of talking?
No, but you know what? In the back of your head, when you're doing 2 hours of radio that's live, you kind of go, is it possible? Right? Like, you feel like, oh my gosh, am I going to run out of things to talk about or say?
James, I don't think you'll ever run out of things to talk about.
It's kind of scary, right? Anyway, again, as we said, we're with Enjoy Magazine and we absolutely love what we do with our publication. We are going to be coming in October to what, 18 years?
18 years.
Which is amazing. 18 years of content. We are on issue 214.
You know what's crazy when you think about that? Like we've seen family members pass. Mm-hmm. We've seen family members' children grow up.
Born and grow
grandchildren.
Up. Yep.
And, I mean, it's just amazing. I think you think about, 18 years is a long time.
It is. Yeah. I mean, coming up on a full 20 years and 20 years.
Yeah.
Like you say, that is like a cycle.
Yeah.
In some cases, yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing to think that all of my nieces and nephews, none of them were even born.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, it just, and my brothers, you know, I always look at them as my baby brothers, right?
Yeah.
And they're in their 40s.
Yep.
And you have children that I know of that were children.
Yep.
Right?
And I have two in their 40s and two in their 30s. And
yikes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yep. And grandchildren.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am so happy that I got to do this amount of time with you.
Yes. Me too.
Because I love you and... You know, things have changed for us as a company.
And it's not even that we've been doing this for 18 years because we worked together since 1998 for me.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. All of us.
That's crazy.
Michael, sales.
Yeah.
Michelle. I mean, it's like a weird family.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Which has been it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so changes are happening, but they, you know, it changes. I am not there. My wife is somebody that respects change and embrace it, and she always just says things like, oh, we're going to just tackle it as it comes kind of a thing. And I'm one that's a little bit more resistant because I have fear, right, mm-hmm. of change. But a lot of changes have been happening, and I feel like it's a good thing.
It is a good
thing. It's going to be different, but mm-hmm.
There's things that I'm not real crazy about.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like not seeing everybody all the time is kind of strange.
Yeah, because we're a little disbanded. Yeah. So, yeah. But I think that too can change and will change. It just, we need to get through a couple things. We need to get over the closure of the store,
right.
Get that whole nightmare addressed. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, hopefully that will solidify us to be able to do some of the things that we want to do and come back together in ways again. So,
yeah.
So anyway, North State, here we are. It's July 1st, 2024. Can you imagine that? We're already halfway through the year.
Crazy.
It just feels like it just started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're barreling down the spirit of the 4th of July, and that's just in a couple days. We are talking about Enjoy Magazine, issue 214. Real quickly, just be careful. I mean, 4th of July is coming. I know there's a ton of things that people love to do, barbecues and lakes and houseboats and freedom fests, and there's fireworks all around us from Redding to Anderson, and then up in the mountains, they all have their fireworks shows, so there's plenty to do. But we are looking at an incredible heat wave coming. Today we're looking at 104 degrees. And then Tuesday, it looks like 108, and then Wednesday, 111. Independence Day itself is looking like around 112.
Whew.
I know, right? And then Friday, Saturday, as high as 114, and then Sunday will drop back down to a cool 111.
I will be at the coast all week.
And we were just talking about what it's going to look like at the coast, and even has highs of 77 on the coast.
Right, the highs, but yeah. You know, the mornings are going to be in the 50s. So,
is it? I mean, is that coast very similar to the rest of California coast?
No.
In the sense that does it get that marine layer?
It's and you know, it's mostly cool. It doesn't get real hot.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you get that morning fog that's there and then it burns off kind of? And
yep.
I always find that very strange that in a lot of the coastal towns, northern coastal towns, not necessarily, well, SoCal even, I mean, all the way down, I guess, in certain places, that, you know, you wake up in the morning on the coast and it's hot everywhere else, but you get that morning fog.
And at night, too. You know, a lot of times there's fog at night.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see the stars, but when the stars are shining, man, they are amazing.
Right?
Yep.
So, Freedom Fest is happening. That's the name of this issue of the magazine. I love the color. I know this family that's on the cover, the Yount family. They mm-hmm. used to be big shoppers that used to come in all the time to enjoy the store. So I miss them. I miss all the peeps that used to come in on, you know, daily or weekly or monthly basis and those connections. But as usual, one of the things I always like to start out, we always kind of start out, and then that is our calendar of events. There are a ton of things going on. One thing that I'm going to point out real quick, because I want to do, and Christine, if she can help me, if people do call in, just grab their names. I'm going to do two tickets to Turtle Bay at each segment of our show. So we have what is it? One, two, three or four segments. I can't even remember. Whatever. We're going to give two tickets away at each segment. So all you have to do is call in at 605-4567 and let them know that you would like the two tickets, and we'll give those away. And then after the next commercial break, we'll give away two more. But Turtle Bay Museum and Park, you know, it's a great, great place to go in the summer. Right now going on, they have, starting on July 7th, will be the Wings of Summer, and that will be their butterfly, showcase, which is awesome. I've done that before, and it's just amazing.
It's really cool.
I know. You want to touch them all, but you got to be very careful. You can't touch their wings, right?
Yep. And I love that they do those little sugar, like Q-tips. And so you can have them land on your
hand.
It's just so cool.
Yeah. It's the one where they do the parrots too, right? You get the stick with the seeds.
You get a little cup.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And then obviously going on right now is the Expedition Dinosaur Rise of the Mammals, which starts June 8th through September 2nd. That looks really cool. And thank you to Sue and Kendall Siemens as a sponsor for that coming into town. They're awesome. And then there's the animal shows and then everything else that goes on. So I'm kind of looking at their full page ad here and enjoy and just kind of doing a shout out because that's a great place to go do all kinds of stuff. And then obviously, we're going to be doing the ticket giveaway. So, what will happen is I don't have the tickets with me today, but, after today, you can pick those up here. I'll bring them and drop them off here. And then you'll have your names, if you called in and you get the tickets. And again, as I said, I'll be doing two ticket giveaways for Turtle Bay throughout the show. And so anyway, it sounds like the phone is already ringing off the hook. So if you don't get through and get the tickets this first round, wait till after the commercial break and we'll make it another announcement as well. So, still love our calendar of events, Rhonda.
Yeah.
It looks like it's even grown more.
It's
like five pages. Anyway, our calendar, our local events calendar is always full, and again, I love the fact that we don't just focus on Shasta County. This is a regional lifestyle publication, so obviously we have things from Anderson, Bernie, Chico, Dunsmuir, Etna. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right?
Sorry, my microphone keeps moving.
That's okay. I'm like, wall. You know what that does? From my in my headphones, it sounds like a lightsaber.
Yes, it does.
So there's all kinds of things to look at. What's going on at the riverfront right now?
Well, yesterday was closing for the kids program, Wizard of Oz, which was freaking adorable. There were 25 kids and that acted, but then there were kids that did the tech, kids that helped backstage, kids that painted the set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding, the talent was just incredible. They had a 3-week program. And then they had four performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that was really fun. But coming up on the 14th is A.R. Gurney's Love Letters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fundraiser. It's only one show. It's on July 14th. And we have two actors that are guest actors coming from the Chico Paradise area.
Oh, fun.
And they have done this play before, and they loved it so much, and they really wanted to bring it to our theater. It has been done several times in the area, but it's been a couple of years since it was last shown at Axiom. But it should be a really fun event, and we're super looking forward to these guest performers. And they've done a lot of stuff. So.
And that's Sunday, July 14th at 2 p.m. And you said it's just one show.
Just one show.
And it's a fundraiser for Riverfront.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yes.
So and your ticket sales go to support the theater.
Exactly. Very and cool. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. And we also have another play opening at the end of the month that runs through the 11th of August called Moment of Weakness. And this play is a British comedy. And there's three actors, a husband and wife, who got divorced. They went to their cabin to split their furniture and
fall in love.
And it's kind of he has a girlfriend who's pregnant.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah. So it's just a comedy of errors, and it should
sounds
be a
like
real
life.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun play.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that.
Very cool. All right. Well, it's already time for us to take our first segment break. So, again, refresh your coffee. We're still here in the morning. It's starting to heat up, and we'll be right back with more about Enjoy.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find a sign.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time. on creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Fox Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at foxlandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Fox Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Good morning, North State. Love the jams. That's another good one. Love it. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we're with Enjoy Magazine. And thank you to Linda and Carl. They're on assignment, so you're stuck with us this morning. Anyway, I know what I was going to do, but I've already just misplaced it. You know me. I was going to say thank you to the person that called in and... No, I don't know where I put it. It's John something. I have it here.
Oh, okay.
When I find it, I'll say it again. Thank you. But we're going to be giving 2 tickets away each segment of the show for Turtle Bay. So listen for when we announce that in this segment. And you can call if you've called in. There were several people that called and didn't get the first tickets, but John did. And so we'll have other chances. Again, national weather. Today we're looking at high of 104, winds 7 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 21 miles per hour. Clear winds, low 77 tonight, and then tomorrow 108, and it just climbs from there to 111, 112, 114. So please, you know, be careful when you're out. 4th of July is coming. People are going to have a little bit of fun, and sometimes it gets carried away, and you don't realize where you're at, what you're doing, and you can find yourself in trouble. Anyway, with that said, Rhonda pointed out that here in the July issue, issue 214, we do have a really great little cover here that talks about the 4th of July and places that you can go if you want to see fireworks. And you said that was
These are places, I mean, what's in here is just places that you can see fireworks, but most of these places have things going on that whole day or even for a couple of days. So you might want to check out their websites and see if you want to participate in all the events that they have going on if you're in any of those areas. So, but yeah, there's a lot of fireworks shows in the North State.
There are. Yep. Go ahead and shout them out.
Yeah, so there's a few in Butte County. They have, Taffy Box Animal or Annual Family Fun 4th of July Party. That's in Chico. And the 4th of July Fast Cars and Freedom event, which is at the Silver Dollar Speedway. In Orrville, they have the 4th of July fireworks at the Four Bay. And then in Del Norte, which I've been to this one. It's really cool. It's right on the beach. They have festival and fireworks, and that's in Crescent City. Humboldt County has Fortuna fireworks in Newburgh Park. Eureka fireworks over the Humboldt Bay, and the 4th of July fireworks in South Humboldt at Benbow State Park in Garberville. Mendocino has Fort Bragg Independence Day fireworks, and it's a good week to be
on
at
the coast.
Shasta County, the Freedom Festival at the Civic Auditorium, and the 3rd of July, Anderson Explodes, and that is at the District Fairgrounds in Anderson. I do have to mention the Mendocino fireworks are on July 6th, not on the 4th,
yeah.
And they're in Fort Bragg.
Which is kind of cool, because if you're a huge firework fan, right,
mm-hmm.
some of the staggeredness
mm-hmm.
Is, you know.
You can see more than one show. But there's also events, too. So,
excuse me.
So there's a lot of fun things going on. Siskiyou County has fireworks over Lake Siskiyou. And Montague Freedom Festival at Hogue Park in Montague. Tehama County has fireworks show on the 4th of July at River Park in Red Bluff. And the last one I have here is a 5th of July Independence Day fireworks in Weaverville, which I've been to that, too. And that's really a fun day, too, in
yeah.
Weaverville. They have a big event the whole day. So,
the North State has quite a show schedule
yes,
when it comes
they do.
To the 4th
yeah.
of July.
Yes. Yep.
I know, you know, I haven't been able to experience it in other communities, but I definitely every year do it here in Reading, and it's a very, very impressive show.
I have to tell you, last year I was invited by Kat, who
yes.
used to work in our store. She
yeah.
invited me. She won backstage passes to
uh-huh.
see the fireworks show
uh-huh.
or see how the fireworks
works.
Are.
Yeah. How the works work.
How the works work. And I got to go to that, and I was so blown away by all of the fireworks that are backstage behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was
and
amazing.
You've now taken that and actually put it on the list and created a story. And
there's
so
a story in this issue about it, because I was just like,
cool.
Oh gosh, this is such a cool thing. We got to do a story about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And the pictures are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and the guy was great. The guy that was doing the fireworks, he was just so full of information and
sure.
Yeah,
dangerous.
Very cool.
In some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find my little note. Thank you to John Wilson. He was the first recipient of the two tickets for the giveaways that we're doing each segment of the show for Turtle Bay. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now for another set. So if you're interested in a set of Turtle Bay tickets, go ahead and call us at 605-4567. Yeah, so you just call in, and what we'll be doing is I'll be putting those together in envelopes with your names and stuff and having them down here at the station. You can pick them up later after today at any time, I think, starting tomorrow. So thank you so much. So thank you, Rhonda, for those details concerning the 4th of July, which is just around the corner.
So I also want to mention that in this issue we have some really great advertisers for the theme is staycation.
Yes,
so things that you can do,
yes.
yeah, things your family can do, you know, this summer. There's places you can stay, things that you can do with your kids. And there's a lot of really great advertising for just amazing places in the North
Sea. Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, we just always like to say real quick is thank you to all of our advertisers mm-hmm. in Enjoy Magazine. Without that, the magazine doesn't exist.
Exactly, and it's not free if we didn't have advertisers.
Yeah, right.
So, mm-hmm.
so that is amazing, and to all the North State communities that participate in this in one form or another, this is a community-driven publication, and so thank you for that on this Freedom Fest 4th of July. Yeah, so love that. Also, what's really nice, my wife Yvonne is at home working, but she decided to call in and support us with some information on some certain stories. So we're going to bring her back on air right after this next break. Sounds like we did have a call for tickets, so I'll find out who that was, hopefully, and I'll let you know. And then we'll be doing another giveaway after this break as well, and then the last break as well. So if you need to, go heat up your coffee and grab some snacks or whatever. We're going to take our second break. Or is this our – no, this is our second break. And when we get back, we'll talk more about what's in the pages of Enjoy Magazine. Again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we love being here, and we love sharing this hour with you with Enjoy Magazine. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff. Go Girl Hot Stuff. I think Christine's playing that because we're going to be hot stuff in the North State here starting today at 104 with winds from 7 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 21 and then a low tonight of 77. Tomorrow it's going to go up to 108 and only get down to 79 that evening. And then from there on out for the rest of the week, we go to 111, 112, 114. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
So hot stuff, hot stuff.
Yes.
Thank you to, is it Gary who called in for the second set of tickets? So thank
Congratulations.
You. Congratulations. Yeah. And we'll be doing that again here shortly. So if you didn't get it, you still have another chance, two more chances. Let's go ahead and bring Miss Yvonne on the line here. Are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
hi,
good.
Yvonne.
Hi. My enjoy peeps.
Yeah, right? How's work today?
It's great. I'm actually building a newsletter, so I'll write it home.
So for those that don't know, my lovely wife has retired and passed the torch on at RFA and is now working with a great team over at Caltrans. And so they have a lot of remote work and stuff. So I said, hey, since you're at home and you're working, you know, just turn on your speakerphone and jump on the line with us for the last 20 minutes or so. So thank you. Again, we're in our July issue of Enjoy, issue 214, Freedom Fest. And we're just going to talk about some of the things, the stories that are in the this issue. So, Rhonda, what do you have, and what page is it on?
On page 31, we do have the story about going behind the scenes for the
that's the one.
Fireworks show at the Reading Freedom Festival at the Reading Civic. Super cool going back behind the scenes. I do want to say one thing, though. The fireworks used to be shot off the Diesel Horse Bridge.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I absolutely do.
So my husband used to shoot them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was one of them?
He was the
one. Is that all the scars all over his body?
So he was super excited to go backstage when we did this because things are a lot different than when he was doing them many years ago. But anyway, this is a story about the Souza family. Matthew Gilfillan is a fifth-generation member of the Pyrotechnic Company, his grandfather, Bob Souza's design philosophy was start big and end bigger. So, anyway, and they really do such
a
great job. They're
with
part
a boom,
of
yeah.
Yeah. Their company is Pyro Spectaculars, and they've been doing it at the Reading Civic since 2007. So
they have some history with us.
Yes. Amazing. So the Manuel Souza came to the United States in the early 1900s and brought flashy fireworks from Portugal. So that's kind of how this company started.
They're a Portuguese-based company?
Yes, but they don't just get their fireworks from Portugal.
Uh-huh.
They get them from all over the place. They come from Mexico, Portugal, United States, Italy, Spain, Japan, and China.
Yeah.
So they get all sorts of different fireworks.
I think every country has kind of a specialty that they do as far as, like, their signature work, their firework, right?
Right. And I do have to mention that the fireworks display is funded by the McConnell Foundation.
Mm.
So I think that's pretty awesome that they do that.
They've been doing that forever?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. So,
because that's a big spend, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
These fireworks shows can get in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
If you were to take a look at the pictures on page 34
mm-hmm.
and see the spectacle that's behind the scenes.
Yeah, look at that.
Holy moly. It's amazing.
Great pictures of that.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you really, you know, if you ever thought about what it might look like behind the scenes, it's
something.
It is something.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, and they are, it's all done on a laptop.
Uh-huh.
So they're all programmed in, and they go with the music, and it's just kind of a push of the button. And
even fireworks and explosions are digital.
Yes.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they figure out some type of a green firework system, right, where it's like, you know, they put 1,000 drones in the sky, right?
Disney's doing that.
And
with drones.
They have no lights on except to blink as a part of like a digital signature of what a firework would look like when it explodes. And so it'd be totally green. It's like battery generated drone fireworks.
Yep. Yeah, they are. I mean, there's drone shows now that are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this it was a really fun event experience for me to attend, and this is a really kind of a cool story that John Lewis wrote.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Yvonne, what have you got? What are you interested in this issue?
Well, I don't know if you've covered at all the who's ready for an adventure.
No.
But one of the items on here, it's number 3. It's on page 20 and 21, and this is something I hold dearly because it's something that you and I have done a few times when we have visitors, is the Shasta Caverns, visiting Shasta Caverns. Mm. And I think, you know, we talk about, you
what
know,
page?
Going into the caves and, pardon me?
Oh, it's on this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 20 and 21. Going into the caves, but I think one of the most riveting parts of that adventure is the bus ride up the hill. I don't know if it's still the same. But, oh, my goodness, that was quite a ride.
Yeah.
And then they actually have some, like, gold tanning outside for the kids.
They do, yeah.
And then I don't know if they still do this, but they sell fudge, homemade fudge.
They used to.
In their little shop.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it went away. I had heard that they may want to bring it back. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, we used to buy fudge up there all the time.
They have the cutest little shop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
where you used to get it.
Yes. So even more than just the caverns, there's all the little ancillary things that you can take part in just as you're going in to the caves.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to just touch on a couple things. And you know, a lot of our stories are very history-based.
Mm-hmm.
The Summit Lofts in Mount Shasta.
I think you're looking at last month's magazine.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh.
Because we're looking through the magazine. We're looking through the magazine, and we can't find anything you're talking about.
Nice. Well, I think somebody didn't put up the recent.
Oh, are you looking? Because you don't have a copy. You're just going online.
No, I'm looking online. So, well, anyway, a little touch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, still
other stories.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to say,
you know, you guys earlier talked about the 18 years with the magazine, and what a beautiful life we've had.
Mm-hmm.
18 years of content, 18 plus years of friendship, and just the, you know, just all the little stories, our own personal stories,
right,
that have come from building these stories in the magazine.
Yeah, so true. Real quick, I want to just interrupt. I'm going to shout out right now. We will accept phone calls at 605-4567 right now for the third set of Turtle Bay tickets. So if you didn't get them the first two rounds, go ahead and try right now at 605-4567 and give us your name and number, and we'll give you a set of Turtle Bay tickets. So sorry about that, dear.
That's okay. That's what I have. Obviously, I have the wrong content, but hey, it's all relevant, right?
Well, the first one you were talking about, Rhonda was like, what? That's an ad. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then you brought up the next one, and she goes, I think that was last month.
Well, okay. I'm going to blame you because you didn't leave me with a magazine. So
I did not. I took the only two that we had in the house. That's all right. Well, just hang with us and interject as you so please.
Sure.
Because we're going to... We're going
to
be taking our next break in the next 5 minutes or so. So one of the things that I really am obsessed with and want to do is on page 42, starting on page 42, A Whole New World, Rail Bike Adventures on the Coast. You guys have to do this when you're over there.
I know. It looks so much fun.
Doesn't it?
So much fun, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but they have the most gorgeous scenery for something like this.
Yep.
And where is this? I didn't get to read the full article, but is it in, what is it? I don't know.
It's the Skunk Train.
So it's the tracks of the Skunk Train. And if you have never done the Skunk Train, just even as an adult, what an enjoyable thing that is. There's tracks over there that go through the Redwood Forest, and they have an old train that you can ride, and they have open cars that you can stand on while you're just traveling real slow through the forest. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But they also use these tracks now for a bike rail adventure. And these are specialty bikes that have wheels on them that, you know, obviously ride on tracks. And you sit back on them, and they're an open car, and you pedal. And it's looks like two people per car. And you just pedal at your leisure down the railroad tracks through the Redwood Forest. And I believe when I read the article at some point, there's somewhere in there they have like a refreshment area. I think there's a bar.
There's three different rides that you can do. Mm-hmm. Yes. And one of them does take you to a bar.
In the middle of the forest.
You know, another thing that they also do, you can, yeah, they do roasted marshmallows, and maybe you can do a romantic stroll at the Glen Blair Bar turnaround location. But they also, if you have a dog, they also have like a little cart that you can attach to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A trailer for your dog?
Yeah, so dogs, it's dog friendly as well.
So this is super cool, and one of the things that I did was immediately saw this and have seen them all over the country. It made me a little bit, I mean, we have the gloriousness, obviously, of our river trails, right? But a lot of the river trails actually were old rail lines. And so those were all torn out to pave the river trails, which, you know, are great and glorious. But it would have been so cool to be able to have still an old set of tracks somewhere here in Reading that we could do something like this.
Yeah.
So I actually did the deep dive and tried to find, the closest abandoned tracks that are available in the North State besides this to do something like this. And it's amazing. But there were a lot of abandoned tracks throughout Northern California, but they've all been torn out.
Yeah.
So... But this looks like so much fun.
Looks like a blast.
And in all reality, this is where I'd want to do it because obviously you're in the thick forest and it's nice and beautiful and cool.
And cool, yeah. Yes.
Could you imagine pedaling on this at 114 degrees?
No. No, I would not do it.
I know.
So the price of this is $265 per bike.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for two people, I mean, it's a little pricey, but... I think it would be worth it.
That totally would be
worth it. I would totally do it.
Me too. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so if, again, real quick, we're going to take our break. But if you want two Turtle Bay tickets, feel free to call in, even at our commercial break, 605-4567. Grab those set that we have. But it is time for us to take our next break. And so sit back, relax, and we will be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Love it. These are all my good jams. Depeche Mode. Welcome back, North State. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And real quick, it's going to be hot. Today it's going to be 104. I keep telling you. 7 miles to 10-mile-an-hour wind gusts up to 21. But it'll at least drop down to 77 tonight. And then tomorrow it starts to really climb. We'll be at 108 with some winds between 10, 13 miles an hour with gusts up to 23. Only getting down to 79 in the evening. And then from there, Wednesday, 111, 12, 114, 14. So hang on, North State, hang on. It's going to be hot.
Drink lots of water. Yep. Wear sunscreen.
Yvonne, are you still with us?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, just wanted to make sure, didn't know. I believe Christine stepped out of the command center and somebody called, and I think, unfortunately, they were told that we didn't have tickets. So if that was you, I apologize. Sue didn't know that we still had tickets available. But let's go ahead and open up the lines. We'll just make it happen right now for the next two callers. So I have four tickets. We'll give two to each person. So, again, the number here is 605-4567 if you want two tickets to Turtle Bay. You can pick them up here tomorrow at the station, starting tomorrow, for those that actually have already won sets of tickets, just as a reminder. So anyway, we are back, and you had some interesting information, Rhonda, about a fish hatchery that neither one of us knew about.
I had no idea that Shasta Dam had a fish hatchery.
Yeah, everybody just knows the Coleman fish hatchery.
And they've done some pretty incredible things. So one of the things in the story, they talk about the winter run salmon. They were almost endangered, or they were listed as endangered in 1989. And in 1993, there were just 186 returning adults counted in the river. That's
nothing.
Nothing, yes. So anyway,
you wouldn't think that that would even be a good enough genetic pool to keep them going.
Right. So the Livingston Stone National Fish Hatchery is at Shasta Dam.
Uh-huh.
And so they've done an amazing job taking care of these winter run Chinook. And one of the things it also says is that winter run Chinook really only exist in the Sacramento Basin. I didn't know that either.
Hmm.
Pretty amazing.
I wonder if those are the fish that we sent over to New Zealand.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, you know, there's a whole thing, too. I watched a documentary. It was pretty cool. And there are certain tribes and certain indigenous people that, you know, the salmon is a very, very important aspect, obviously, to their life from a food source, but right. also from a spirituality and like that, you know, humans or the tribe got their actual speaking voice from the salmon. The salmon gave them the ability to speak. In return, they were supposed to take care of them. And then, you know, they almost died out. And so then at some point, we actually sent salmon from the United States to New Zealand to, I guess, restock maybe their supply or something like along that lines. But the salmon over there just, it you know, because it's so clean and pristine and all that kind of stuff, really took off. And so they had huge success in New Zealand with our salmon. And then there was a recently, not too long ago, a few years ago, maybe a ceremony where there was an exchange where they gave salmon back to us.
Oh, wow.
Because we needed them to help bring the population back.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm curious if that had anything to do with it.
Wow.
But, yeah, I didn't know that there was another one. Is it open to the public, do you know?
Yes, uh-huh. Oh. And now the dam is open to the public
seven
days a week. So, yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I need to go there. I haven't been on a tour for a really long time.
Years and years and years,
yeah,
but
yep.
Super cool.
So it says in a typical year, the hatchery collects 60 females and 120 males and with the goal of producing 250,000 juvenile fish. And then during the drought conditions earlier in the decade, they said that they doubled and even tripled its production to mitigate
help
the loss.
Losses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do. But I'm wondering, is there still natural spawning that's going on too? Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just a support mechanism.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so what they do, once they're raised to fingerling size in January and February, they are trucked down to Caldwell Park and released during the evening hours. So, yeah. And then the story goes on to talk a little bit about the dam and what an asset it is for the Central Valley. And it's a really good story.
Oops.
So, sorry. This microphone is just giving me grief today.
That's all right.
So, anyway.
You had one other story in there.
I do want to talk.
Oh, no. We wanted to talk about some of the recipes.
Yes.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Okay, so I just want to really quickly touch. I just think this is so interesting, the story on page 72, which is about hot dogs. So,
but it also has a recipe. Very American, yeah. Very 4th of July.
Yep, and there is a recipe for hot dog burn-ends, but I also...
yum.
But there's also some history.
Uh-huh.
The observance of National Hot Dog Day started in 1956, and... this year, Americans will eat 150 million hot dogs, enough to stretch from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles more than 5 times. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, peak hot dog season, Americans typically consume 7 billion hot dogs. That's 818 hot dogs consumed every second for those 95 days. That's amazing.
And you know what's scary about that when you think about it is all the animals it took to make those hot dogs.
I know it. So,
what can you imagine? I'm thinking to myself, oh, my Lord.
And then it goes on to say that the Frankfurter took hold in the United States in 1893 during the Columbian Exposition in Chicago. It was inexpensive, convenient, and a bit of a novelty. That same year, the hot dog became a staple at baseball parks. This baseball hot dog tradition is believed to have been started by a St. Louis bar owner, Chris von D'A, a German immigrant who also owned the St. Louis Browns Major League Baseball team. And then it talks
clever
a little bit,
businessman.
Then it talks a little bit about the hot dog eating contest in 1972. the International Hot Dog Eating Contest made its debut, and then Joey Chestnut currently holds the title of the hot dog eating world champion after consuming 76 hot dogs and buns in 2021. Does that make you want to barf or what?
Well, what's so staggering about that to me is, okay, that's just astronomical in a hot dog, but that also included the bun.
The bun.
And the
yes.
bun would be so hard to get down.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
I see them dip them in water, and then I think that soft, mushy bread makes
me
want to gag.
And then for the women, the women's record is 48.5 hot dogs. And it doesn't say that she... Yeah.
It's a woman, I think. Isn't
she her name is Miki Sudo.
She's from Japan.
Ah.
Yeah, I've watched her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I mean,
I can't even imagine.
It's like they just like inhale them.
And I like hot dogs, but one is just plenty.
You know, I don't know what the funny thing that you bring that up now that I think about it. When I was younger, I went to a baseball game in San Francisco when I was young, and I had a hot dog, and I got food poisoning, and it was so incredibly bad. I was so sick. My tongue swelled. It turned black. I mean, I was sick, right? I could not even think about hot dogs probably for 30 years.
I imagine.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Just the thought of it made me just be sick, right? And thank God that changed, because I really like hot dogs now.
You know, that's like Costco is the best.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I restarted at Costco, and I'm like, and then they changed and moved, and then there was no onion machine, and then I had a fit, because I'm like, I know not for you, because you'd probably just
eat
yours plain.
I don't eat them plain,
right?
Yep.
If I don't have mustard and onions, I don't want to eat the hot dog.
No, I love it plain.
So, yeah, but hot dog is so 4th of July.
Yep.
Now I'm hungry. I'd like to have a hot dog.
Yeah.
And especially a Costco one.
Yes. Exactly.
So, yeah. So there, I mean, again, we've just touched on just a few things going on in the magazine. There's so much more. We encourage you to pick up the issue at over 600 rack locations. You can find that on our website at enjoymagazine.com. You can also go to enjoymagazine.com. Maybe in a day or so, the new issue will be up, as we found out with Yvonne. But you always can read the magazine front to back in a magazine format. So do that for us, and we really appreciate you spending time with us. It's time for us to leave, and we hope that you have a great rest of your week. Stay cool. Thank you, North State.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical.